From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Jim Risch of Idaho led a bipartisan group in calling out the administration's draft guidance on labeling non-dairy product imitators. The Biden administration's guidance allows non-dairy products to use dairy names like milk when labeling their products. The FDA contradicted its own regulations by releasing guidance that would allow plant-based products to continue using dairy terms despite not containing dairy or the nutritional value of dairy products. Scientists have produced the first gene-edited calf with resistance to bovine viral diarrhea virus that costs the U.S. cattle sector billions of dollars annually. Over the past 20 years, the scientific community discovered the main cellular receptor and the area where the virus causes infection in cows. Ginger, the first gene-edited calf, was born healthy in 2021. Housed for over a week with a BVDV-infected dairy calf, Ginger had no observable health effects. Canada is so far taking an observer role as the U.S. confronts Mexico over its ban on genetically modified white corn, but Ag Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau tells AgriPulse she's backing the U.S. argument that Mexico doesn't have science on its side. Bibeau says it's not a matter of how food has been produced, it's a matter of what the result is. She worries other countries will copy Mexico's unscientific trade barriers.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.